Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. And what a beautiful season we are in, the season of Passover, in the season where the final triumphal entry of Jesus took place in Jerusalem. And he is on his way to be crucified on the cross of Calvary. My dear brothers and sisters, and let me encourage you from the book of John 19, 17 to 18. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him. And on his left and on his right side, there were two men who were also, crucified with him. My dear brothers and sisters, carrying his own cross. Isn't that what Jesus said, that when you come to me, carry your cross and follow me, if you want to be my disciple? Just the way we are, we can come to the cross, but after the cross, we need to carry the cross. At the cross is comfort, but after the cross is commitment. And that is what is very important for us to realize, to know and to understand, that cross plays a pivotal role in a believer's life. Every day we need to carry a cross and follow Jesus. That means every day we will allow the Holy Spirit to crucify our carnal nature and our flesh, and we will take up our cross and follow Christ in the ways of Christ. I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Isaac Watts in 1707. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ, my God, all the vain things that charm me most. I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did earth such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Hallelujah. That's the love of Jesus. So amazing, right? And so divine. It demands my soul, my life, and my all. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's make that commitment unto the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will commit our soul, our life, and our all at the feet of Jesus in this season. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so honored and privileged to be called the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness, O Lord. We thank you that you carried your own cross and went to that Golgotha. And there they crucified you. There they killed you. And Father, they did not realize that one day you will rise up again from the dead. And there'll be victory over death, and victory over the grave, and victory over sin, and victory for every believer, and victory for every son and daughter of God that you grant us through Calvary. We praise you, we thank you, we love you, we worship you, and we adore you. This morning, O Lord God Almighty, I lift up your flock into your hands as they, Lord, step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and your glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. And I pray that you'll give them favor, O God. Wherever they are, the favor of God will find them. And Lord God Almighty, you are the glory and the lifter of their head, and bless them. Abba Father, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I send forth your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. And we give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.